monitoring the mountains of the West, parting the Pine Curtain of the East, and keeping watch over the prairies and hills in between. Here's your Texan-in-Chief, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, the big lie. Working with Democrats requires empowering Democrats in Texas. Yeah, that's the big lie. That and much political news related to the drinker of the House, Dade Phelan, his re-election runoff, and more. The Lone Star Story of the Day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. My friends, March Madness. You have six teams from Texas in the big NCAA basketball tournament. University of Houston, top seed there, I guess. Going to play at 8:20 p.m. Friday in Memphis, Tennessee. That'll be on TNT. Baylor, number three there, seed will be against, they'll play Friday as well in the same place at Memphis, Tennessee, early in the day at 11:40 a.m., so just before noon. That's on True TV. Texas Tech, number six, will be from South, number six. I should have said all those at Houston's South, number one. Baylor's West, number three. Texas Tech, South, number six. Play North Carolina State, 8:40 p.m. Thursday in Pittsburgh, and that'll be on CBS television, apparently. Texas, or it says CBS in this roundup in the Houston Chronicle. University of Texas, the Midwest, number seven, will play Thursday afternoon, so that'll be before the Tech game. It'll be on TNT. They'll be playing at 5:50 p.m. in Charlotte. And Texas A&M, South Region number nine seed, will play Nebraska, 5:50 p.m. on Friday in Memphis on TNT. And then TCU, the Horned Frogs, number nine seed in the Midwest division, will be 8:55 p.m. Friday in Indianapolis. That'll be on TBS. I thought there was a neat little piece, speaking of all this college sports, a piece out where former Alabama head coach, the legendary Nick Saban, reiterated his stance in a courtroom thing about the negative impact of this paying college players now, this NIL. He said, "What we have now is not college football," 7-time national champion said last month. He said, "All the things I believed in for these 50 years of coaching no longer exist in college athletics." I told you. I mean, this is exact. I don't know why this stuff is surprising to people. It was very clear that was the problem. They were just doubling down. It's all been about money at the university level for years now, and now for the players too. It's not amateur athletics, and things are, well, I guess some people will like it, be a lot better. I'm sure the players will, but it's not what it was. Good for him for standing up, my friends. The largest wildfire in Texas history, the Smokehouse Creek Fire, now 100% contained. San Angelo steer was auctioned for a record-tying $1 million at the Houston Rodeo Livestock Show and Rodeo Saturday. Blaze Benson, 15 years of age, raised and presented his prized steer named Woozy. Sold for a whopping $1 million on Saturday. Borden County's Ryan Phillips makes the U.S. Olympic trap shooting team. Way to go, Ryan. She's worked hard there in 4-H and in Gale, the little tiny Borden County schools, and she made the U.S. trap shooting Olympic team. She's a college student now at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and that reported by KCBD's Pete Christie. Good job, Pete, for letting us know on that. The National Transportation and Safety Board's investigating a deadly crash in San Antonio involving a Ford semi-autonomous vehicle. It's one of these electric, so-called electric, you know, Mustangs, and had a just ran right up on a Honda CRV on the I-10 that was just stopped. and it was a big crash, and they've opened an investigation into that. SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, leaves the West Texas A&M University drag show ban intact. That happened late Friday. They refused to get involved in that. And, of course, today, sometime late this afternoon, is the deadline for the court renewing its hold on Texas' new immigration law, where the state can arrest people and go to court with them and give them the choice of jail time or either self-deporting. Well, I don't know how that's turned out. I just can't keep up with everything. We'll know tomorrow, and we'll know the whole story, so we'll report on it then. Son of Texas A&M football coach has been charged with two counts of murder. The Hearst papers say that Blaze Taylor, a former college football star and the son of a Texas A&M, their associate head coach, has been arrested for being accused on charges of killing his girlfriend and unborn baby last year. This happened in another part of the country, and they say that they're charging that he poisoned her without her knowledge, obviously. Harris County toddler hit by a rideshare driver has died. Sad story. It could happen to anybody, but the family members pulled the driver out and beat the driver up. Fox 26 tells us that this happened, I think, on Saturday or Sunday. Their story's dated Sunday. Harris County Sheriff's Office preliminary investigation says the driver dropped off a family on Waverly Drive with the girl who was about 2 years old. When the passengers exited the vehicle, the driver thought his path was clear, not knowing the child was in front of the vehicle, proceeded forward, hit the child. Terrible story. The child was taken to hospital and died from injuries. The little girl. Terrible. The family members, though, pulled the driver out of the vehicle and began to assault him. The driver was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Woman tells deputies she shot and killed a man who allegedly drugged and kidnapped her. Fox News tells us this happened in Gillespie County. A 45-year-old resident of Montgomery called 911 in the middle of the day in the noon hour, said she had shot someone after being kidnapped and drugged. Deputies found her near a winery on U.S. Highway 290. Woman spoke with deputies, described the vehicle and weapon use. Deputy located the vehicle sitting in the outside lane of traffic and found a man in the front seat who appeared dead. Officials confirmed he was dead. Of course, they're investigating to see if this is all true. If it is, good for her. She took care of business. If it's not, well, she'll end up being charged. Fisher County Sheriff, big doings in Roby. The county commissioners had appointed a sheriff, Simon Wade, and then they held an emergency meeting last week, and turns out he had to resign. It's something to do with, quote, licensing issues in Arizona that caused him to relinquish his license in the state of Arizona. KTEX is reporting that, so now they'll have to appoint another sheriff there in Fisher County. He had just been appointed last summer. Progreso's mayor in the Rio Grande Valley. Progreso's mayor has been arrested by the feds. Jerry Alanise on federal drug trafficking charges this morning. That reported by Valley Central, KVEO. Texas hunting accidents hit all-time low. KETK says Texas Parks and Wildlife Department announced that hunting accidents hit a record low this last year. Good thing. High school coach's husband charged with child sex grooming and that husband's dad charged with in an unrelated case with child sex abuse. Reported by Texarkana Today. Police charged the man with child grooming in connection with sexually suggestive messages he sent to young girls he was giving batting lessons to while his wife was working at a local high school as a softball coach. In an odd turn of events, Matthew Riddle's father, Richard Lynn Riddle, 56, has been indicted by a Bowie County grand jury for 3 counts of aggravated sexual assault of a child under 14. Maybe it's a family tradition. And if it's all true, maybe spending time in the pen will become a family tradition. My friends, we've got much ahead on the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas. Stand by.
Stay in the saddle. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
Over the past decade, dozens of Proud on Texas listeners have become part of a unique family of Dr. Sylvia Zuniga's dental practice in Costa Rica. Many have returned, taking friends and family. The high level of personal service given our listeners by Dr. Zuniga is amazing. From your initial no-cost, no-obligation inquiry, you'll be talking directly to Dr. Zuniga to determine your needs and answer questions. That direct contact never ends. It's as if you were among the super wealthy with your own specialist on call. Click the Dental Care banner at proudontexas.com to get started.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information, cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
Listening to Pratt should be required for all politicians and students. Remember, the learning never stops. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. An interesting piece by Aaron Anderson at the Texas Scorecard about a Bell County commissioner, Louis Miner, maybe facing criminal charges, I guess if the prosecutor decides to act, after he was caught inside multiple polling locations during the primary elections. You can't do that. You can't. Bystanders aren't allowed while voting's being conducted, you know, and I mean, standing around saying something, talking's okay for a few minutes. But what's going on is this guy, according to the elections director, the Republican Party elections director, Jeff Howard, he submitted evidence to Bell County attorney documenting this county commissioner's unlawful presence inside six polling sites for purposes other than voting. He asked Nichols to investigate. Commissioner Miner's not a member of the Elections Commission, is not recognized as person lawfully present, blah, blah, blah. And they say that he's a Democrat and that he entered the polling places to, quote, offer assistance, end quote. Yeah, I bet. Howard noted two of the six voting sites weren't even within Miner's commissioner district, precinct four. Odd thing there. The weirdest things go on. Hey, today in Texas history, my friends, Gross's Plantation became the temporary capital of Texas 187 years ago today, the 18th of March, 1836. Government began a three-day stay at Gross's Retreat, Jared Gross's plantation home, what's now southwestern Grimes County. President David Burnett and his cabinet sought sanctuary there as they retreated from Washington on the Brazos to Harrisburg. It was used as the capital of the Republic and the ad interim government until March 21st. Our look at Texas history, sponsored by our friends at Hub City Title. If you're in Lubbock, use them. They're Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. They have in-house title examiners. They're fast, great folks. HubCityTitle.com. It's also the date, 87 years ago today, in 1937, that a massive explosion caused the steel frame school building in New London in East Texas and Rusk County to collapse, killing 298 people, worst school disaster in U.S. history. Of the 500 in the building, only about 130 escaped serious injury. The explosion, which was heard 4 miles away, occurred when a manual arts teacher turned on a sanding machine that ignited a mixture of natural gas and air. And they were getting gas directly from H.L. Hunt's company. That this was commonplace, just giving gas out of the lines of the school. And that's back before we put smell in it. And this resulted in having the smell put in natural gas so you can smell it. It was just horrific. One of those terrible, terrible disasters that shouldn't have happened but did, because life is dangerous. In 1981, the U.S. government disclosed that there were indeed biological weapons tested in Texas in 1966. You trust the government to tell you the truth? No. HubCityTitle.com, Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. They sponsor our look at today in Texas history. Well, my friends, I've told you last week about a rule under a statute that already exists. A rule was being proposed by the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, that puts on large counties, counties of 250,000 or more, it puts more reporting on the district attorney's office, puts more reporting responsibility to the state there, so we can see if they're basically running sanctuary counties, if they're not prosecuting people. In other words, we'll be able to look at the data. And indeed, already police groups speaking up for this. KSAT in San Antonio said San Antonio Police Union supports proposed rule calling for oversight of large county district attorneys. Their Police Officers Association President Danny Diaz called the proposal a start. He's not been shy with his frustration with Bexar County DA Joe Gonzalez, a big lefty supported by George Soros and their, you know, don't hold people accountable movement. He needs to be held accountable, said Diaz, and this is just a start to where the attorney general can make sure a district attorney does his job, if he does it at all. In January, KSAT discovered hundreds of text messages between Bexar County's leftist DA and the Wren Collective, which is a left-wing political group that is behind a lot of this criminal justice reform, and don't fall prey to, you know, the idea that that's innocent. This is letting criminals free type stuff. Records show the group advised the DA's office on how to handle the Eric Cantu shooting, which involved a police officer in that parking lot of a McDonald's. All correspondence regarding any decision not to indict a person who was arrested for committing a violent crime would be required to be reported under the proposed rule. That's good. Diaz, the police group in San Antonio, has called the communications between the Wren Collective and the DA's office in Bexar County unethical. Hopefully the AG's office can get that documentation and show where there are discrepancies in the way that he's running his office. Since Wednesday, KSAT reached out to Bexar County DA's office 7 times, requesting an interview with the George Soros-backed left-wing anti-American DA Gonzalez about the rule, and the office wouldn't make him available. And on Friday, he put out a statement calling the rule burdensome, unnecessary, and potentially very costly to our citizens. Well, Diaz pointed out, well, I think it's costly to our citizens with him dropping cases and allowing individuals to commit crimes scot-free. And yes, this kind of stuff is going on in Texas. And George Soros just had a huge win in the Democratic primary in Harris County, the state's largest, in electing in the unelecting a left-wing DA, but was pretty much a tough-on-crime DA. And now we're going to, unless the Republican can win in November, putting another one of these so-called criminal justice reform people there. And so I think this looks like there's some real backing in law enforcement for this new rule that Attorney General Paxton's office has put forward. Oh, the Supreme Court ruled Friday that public officials who post about topics relating to their work on their personal social media accounts are, in that sense, acting on behalf of the government, and they can be held liable for violating the First Amendment when they block critics. But that's only when they have the power to speak on behalf of the state and are actually exercising that power. It's sort of a split decision, involved 2 cases, and one they sent back to appellate court to look at again, and the other they ruled on. But basically, it's, you know, if you're putting using your personal account to act in your official capacity and provide information to people, there were some school board members involved in this, to the public, and then you don't treat it as if it were a public account, you would be indeed violating people's First Amendment rights. Folks, it's time you get your tickets to the Ragtown Gospel Theater for 33 AD, an original drama by our friend Chip Polk. It's fantastic. I've been there. I've seen it. I'm going again. And you need to get your tickets at ragtown.com. Every show is at 3 p.m. on Saturdays at the incredible, big-time professional Ragtown Gospel Theater that sits on the edge of the Cap Rock overlooking Post, Texas. And folks from all around come. It's very inexpensive. Tickets are only $22 each. Students and stuff, $10. Veterans and active duty military are free. Learn all the details, register, set up, reserve your groups and all that stuff at ragtown.com. It's very easy to do. You don't have to pay in advance on a lot of this stuff. And get there. It's not church, it's theater. But it's about Jesus and his good news, and you will really enjoy it. 33 AD weaves together the stories of 4 enigmatic figures in the Bible and their part in the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. Pontius Pilate, who reluctantly ordered the execution, ignoring the advice of his wife Claudia, who had dreamt that it would bring disaster upon them. Barabbas, the convicted murderer, part of the zealot insurrectionists, political revolutionary, sought to drive the Romans out of Israel, whom Jesus replaced on the cross. Joseph of Arimathea, member of the Sanhedrin, who held out hope that Jesus was the promised Messiah and would restore the kingdom of Israel and rout the Roman invaders, and donated his tomb. The Roman centurion, who presided over the crucifixion. And they were caught up in events beyond their control. It's a probing drama, weaving together threads of evidence from between the lines of Scripture, but never strays outside of those lines. It presents a story of how their lives were entwined to change the world forever. 33 AD, an original drama by our friend Chip Bulk at the Ragtown Gospel Theater. It's the first show in the 18th season there. It will be over soon, so you need to get out there, get your tickets, ragtown.com. You'll enjoy it. I plan to head back out there, if everything works out that way, this Saturday and watch it again with my wife and a few more friends. Back in a moment.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com. About visiting the show's official dentist in Costa Rica, a couple from Lubbock learned what I mean about turning a trip to the dentist into a vacation virtually free. We used your suggestion to go to Sylvia in Costa Rica. She was wonderful. Instead of $7,400, I spent $1,640, and not only for my dental work, but my husband's too. It was a refreshing adventure, and she guided us in things to do. Thank you for letting listeners know. Arrange your adventure to Dr. Sylvia Zuniga by clicking on the DentoCare banner at PrattonTexas.com.
Federal investigators blamed human error for a deadly natural gas explosion.
We all remember where we were that morning.
We could actually see the smoke from our farm here, which is close to 20 miles away.
I just heard a big boom. The tile plow ruptured into the pipeline. Once the gas got through the intakes of the tractors is when it ignited. I started running as fast as I could. The ground literally started erupting from my feet.
Watch the rest of the story at 3secondslater.org. And remember, FarmSafe starts with 811.
Now, a man who understands that elected officials work for us. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Over the weekend, I sent out a column I had written that I promised I would send out to our listener club members. You can join free at PrattOnTexas.com. I spent a lot of time finally putting it together where I can put a few other things in there, things you may have missed from the show and some links to some important stories. I put it together. We're just going to call it the Pratt Periodic. And I hope it's periodic and as in regular every month. We'll try. It might be more than that sometimes and less than that others. But we've kind of upgraded it. I just constantly get messages from people saying, am I still in the listener club? I hadn't gotten anything in a while. I don't send out spam. I don't send out a lot of stuff. And I've had a lot of people request it as more of a newsletter. So we'll start from here and see where it goes. It's free for you at PrattOnTexas.com. Just join the listener club. If you check your email, because if you're already a member, you should have gotten it this weekend from the listener club, the special unique address that you get so you can communicate directly with me, PrattOnTexas.com. The story in there, I did again, I had some other things listed, but working, it's the big lie in Texas. And of course, my headline's a little different. I phrased it, working with Texas Democrats, different than empowering them. It's also my column in this month's edition of the Buffalo Gap Roundup News. Pick up your copy in the big country. There's so much great stuff in the Buffalo Gap Roundup News, including some really funny stuff. They do. Larry Don, they just do such a fantastic job. It's just an honor to be associated with them there. As I said today, as a Lone Star story of the day, it's the big lie that working with Democrats requires empowering Democrats in Texas. And that's what we hear from so many of the Austin insiders. Well, it's just not right. Election season tends to find certain political issues exaggerated or distorted by candidates, candidate supporters and opponents, and members of the media reporting on such. One such issue is the Texas Republican fight over appointing Democrats to positions of power in the legislature. Former Governor Rick Perry's comments at a political rally is a good example of the distortion and spin used to obfuscate truth and excuse bad Republican actors. House Speaker Dade Phelan was elected Speaker of the Texas House of Representatives by its members, those state reps we vote upon for two-year terms. Well, after the Republican caucus in that body adopted a rule saying nominees for Speaker will come from within the caucus and be without Democrat influence. Phelan did indeed get nominated in the GOP caucus itself, but it's a false story to claim his capturing of the Speaker's gavel was within the intention of the no Democrat influence rule. Phelan launched his run for Speaker by making it clear he had a deal with Democrats to ensure he would win the overly powerful position on the House floor, needing only a rather small plurality of Republican votes, Republican members, to make it happen. Everyone in the caucus knew there were enough anti-conservative, call them rhino if you want, members to put Phelan over the top, given he had the vote of most Democrats. This is how one ends up squeezing out competitors from the caucus and winning the position of Speaker of the House with almost every Republican vote. The power of the Speaker is so great that most members never want to be on record, or even rumored to be, an enemy or non-supporter of the person wielding the Speaker's gavel. It's the fast track to little or to no power in the committee system and ensuring one's bills are given little to no chance of even getting a hearing, much less passing. The Democrats and the left, and that includes most all of the Texas press, along with some office holders who carry the Republican brand but are indifferent to the agenda of Republican voters, constantly mischaracterize the issue of appointing Democrats as committee chairman as one of bipartisanship or, quote, working across the aisle, end quote. In a Beaumont campaign appearance for Dade Phelan's re-election to the House, former Governor Rick Perry excused Phelan's appointing Democrats as chairman of some House committees by talking about how he frequently worked with Democrats on issues, end quote, according to coverage in the Houston Chronicle. This is misdirection, and Paint Creek's Perry knows it. Working with Democrats on issues is normal and expected in the legislature, but, quote, working with, end quote, people is a Texas mile from empowering Democrats with chairmanships with which they can stop any Republican bill coming through their committee by never giving such even a hearing, much less a vote. Because Texas Democrats are far short of a majority in the Texas House, it is correct to say that they have not earned such power, normally reserved for a majority from Texas voters. Voters do not send a large majority of Republicans to Austin only to have one man, with the aid of a few of his cronies, undo the work of voters and hand numerous power positions to Democrats. That is exactly what has happened since Joe Strauss of San Antonio was elected Speaker with significant opposition from within the Republican caucus, but enough Democrats to overwhelm that opposition. Phelan is now the third Speaker in a row who skirted a real fight to win the job within the GOP caucus by lining up a big block of Democrat members' votes. What do you think was promised to the leftists to get those votes? You can bet chairmanships and agreements to let some of their radical bills make it to the floor for a vote is central to any agreement, informal or not. Such a deal might not be so reprehensible if a speaker making the deal didn't then allow key legislation from his own caucus to be blocked from getting committee and floor votes. But that is what has happened with all three recent speakers maneuvered into office with a big Democrat support block. GOP bills get blocked or timed out by the calendars committee. Now, folks, I'm not griping that if stuff doesn't have the votes and fails. The point is, we don't really have a Republican, little r Republican legislature in the sense that we don't even get votes. We don't, and they do this on purpose to protect members from taking, remember I've told you, speakers have told me, going back to I was a young man, very young man, the job of the speaker is to protect the members. And what do you mean by that? Well, to protect them from taking controversial votes. We want votes. We want people on record. We want votes. And if they vote against something, good, that we like, because that's how we know about it, so we can vote against them in a primary and elect somebody else. And that, of course, is why the inside power structure stops this stuff. When Rick Perry, editorial writers, and others reframe the issue as just working with Democrats or reaching across the aisle, they are being dishonest. And by the way, they know it, most of them. Some of them really aren't very sharp and they don't know, but they're being dishonest. A reasonable person can see the dishonesty in the blink of an eye. Such dishonesty doesn't seem to bother those who reek of raw naked ambition and will trade most anything for power in the legislature, But such should bother voters who turned out for candidates or to push policy ideas and then have such flushed down Capitol toilets by office holders who value their status of big man on campus more than the integrity of the promises they made to voters back home. And this is an eternal problem in the legislature. Since the transition, you know, when Republicans won control of the legislature and Tom Craddock was elected speaker, I exempt that. That's a big transition because the Democrats had run it for 100 years. Do you understand? And so, okay, you have a couple of years transition. Then Republicans solidify their control. And yet we've stayed down this thing of Democrats as a block voting together along with some Republicans to elect a speaker so that they can maintain legislative power that they haven't won at the ballot box. This is simply wrong. And whenever they tell you it's about working with Democrats, we're working with Democrats. I mean, we don't want to be like D.C. We want to work together, which, of course, again, I said last week, if you actually know what goes on in D.C., you'll see that Democrats and Republicans work together all the time. There are a lot of bills that the conservative leader Ted Cruz has done that had Democrats, co-authors and stuff. I mean, there are things they come together for, but you don't want them coming together to turn their back on what they promised voters and what they say they believed. Democrat voters don't want that from their reps, and Republicans don't either. It's simply dishonest in full to claim that working with Democrats means we have to empower Democrats with key positions like being key committee chairman.
Patience is a virtue. Brad on Texas continues after this.
Winters Dozer Service knows you may need terraces built, ponds dug out, or water runoff routes worked to save that water and soil. And Winters Dozer Service stands ready to get the job done safely and productively. Jump on those projects now with Winters Dozer Service. Conservation, construction, and cleanup. Winters Dozer Service has the equipment ready, so contact them or dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
Save money, time, and avoid days, even weeks of stress. Don't trash a perfectly good laptop because a keyboard, screen, or other part like an internal battery has a problem. Jeff Barker Computer Service can fix it. No minimum charge, free estimates. Keep your computer running without the extreme hassle, risk, and expense of changing machines. Ask Jeff Barker Computer Service what it'll take to repair, restore, or upgrade your existing computer. Visit jbcs.com. jbcs.com for Jeff Barker Computer Service.
A bank with a triple threat. Now that's interesting. New Lubbock leadership, a new branch in Palm Beach, Florida, and a checking account that offers 5.25% annual percentage yield. That's right, a checking account with rates like a CD from a bank that's been blocking out for you for over a century. That's smart. Vista Smart. Vista Bank. Texas owned and operated since 1912. Member FDIC.
We're back with more Pratt on Texas. Join the Pratt on Texas Listener Club at PrattOnTexas.com. Just like the show, it's free. Now, here's Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. There's more on all of this stuff, and of course, in that column that you can see in the Buffalo Gap Roundup News or at PrattOnTexas.com, or if you're in the Listener Club, again, join. It's free. I don't give your information out to anyone. Just join up at PrattOnTexas.com. I sent that column out in a new sort of update newsletter style thing this weekend to Listener Club members. And I talked about Rick Perry and where he was down there saying, being a rhino success is sexy and all that at this appearance. And then talking about, well, I worked with Democrats. Again, it's not the same thing. And I've got a lot of emails and several people very upset at what's become of Rick Perry. Look, Rick Perry's become a lobbyist, folks. And who's he lobbying for? The casino gambling industry. I mean, Rick has decided, I want to live the big life and make money. And maybe he's always been for casino gambling. I don't know. But he's down there trying to protect the insiders. And obviously, his involvement in the Phelan campaign is clear. I mean, Trump's come out, Phelan's opponent. I think Senator Cruz. I think lots and lots of people did. The lieutenant governor did. The thing we've got here is that it tells you one thing, that the Phelan leadership crowd does not or is probably the best hope right now of the big gambling interests. There's another piece out that Phelan's campaign is recruiting Rick Perry staffers. Michael Quinn Sullivan has sources that have told him that Perry, of course, now a lobbyist for the gambling industry, has emerged as Phelan's top cheerleader. Puts Perry at odds with his former boss, President Trump, and a range of conservative Republican office holders who've been supporting David Covey in the contest. Former Perry strategist Rob Johnson's reportedly been retained for close to $250,000 to manage the two-month runoff campaign for Speaker Phelan. Same sources allege Johnson's been promised another $250,000 win bonus. That wouldn't surprise me. This guy has that kind of money. As Speaker, he has so much power. And he can raise it in the inside, keep the what the people want and the grassroots down, and don't, you know, just give them lip service at election time, but we run it the way we want to run it, crowd. They don't want true conservatives and people in there. They want the leadership, you know, the inside Austin aristocracy crowd, if you will, to be running things. So they have plenty of money. They think that this guy's role will be announced at a big Phelan campaign fundraiser at an Austin club event this week that's there for big donors and lobbyists. They say that other operatives in Perry's network are being approached for roles ahead of the May 28 runoff. Not everybody's willing to take the paycheck. One source told the Texas Scorecard big money's being paid out because career reputations are on the line. Said several operatives have turned down roles for any money. Acknowledging the downside of a high-profile loss would be one they might not be able to work in Texas again. You know what they need to turn it down for? Integrity. But they don't, because they're all a bunch of mercenaries. Now, that's all right. If that's their business full-time and they admit they're just a campaign mercenary, fine. There are a lot of people in the business. Most of them that stay in it are that way, because people that really believe in something end up getting soured on the whole thing and go on to do other things. There's another piece by Brandon Walton's at the Texas Scorecard repeating this call that Dade Phelan will not return as Speaker. This one comes actually, it's just picking up on an op-ed that was published by State Reps J.M. Lozano, Republican of Kingsville, and Tony Tenderholt of Arlington in the Dallas Express, in which the both of them advocated for ending the practice of awarding committee chairmanships to Democrats. You know, Phelan's championed that. But the biggest comment was, in their conclusion, they said, the voters made clear on March 5th that Speaker Phelan will not return as Speaker of the House. As we work toward defeating Democrats in November, all Texas House Republicans should make clear to our voters the practice of appointing Democrats to chair committees will come to an end as well. Lozano's chairman of the House Committee on Urban Affairs and was appointed by Phelan as a committee chairman last time. And it's not the first time he's gotten crossways with Phelan. Lozano was very upset. He said after voting alongside Phelan for that impeachment of Paxton, he later signed on as a joint author of a resolution to apologize for the chamber's rushed impeachment. Boy, was it ever. And so we'll see. You know, Phelan came in second place in the primary election to former Orange County GOP chairman David Covey. And we've got that big runoff, and it's going to be a massive amount of money spent by the wealthy Phelan clan down there that's huge in commercial and all kinds of real estate and banking and things like that in the area. There was a piece at WFAA after their little, their political show or something this weekend. State Senator Nathan Johnson, who won his primary, he doesn't have any opposition in November, and Johnson's saying that the House could be even more conservative when they return to Austin next year. That'd be great, right? I love this line. But he isn't sure that's a bad thing. No, for Texas Democrats. See, he claims that, well, these Republicans, they've just run on very narrow issues. And those are going to get boring and old really quickly. Really? There's no end to the issues we have to deal with, because government's always taking our liberty and stuff. And, of course, he's griping about education choice and things like that. And then, of course, he talks about what we really have got to be worried about is investment. Investment. They mean spending. They just want government spending. Texas can't stay on top of without government spending. So, of course, it was Republican leadership changes and policy changes in the state that kept state spending under control that's led to the Texas miracle. And there was a big piece, sort of fits with all this, but Joshua Nelson at Fox News. Here's why rural Republicans are finally beginning to shift and support school choice. They talk about how Wyoming finally passed the bill after failed attempts, and American Federation for Children senior fellow Corey DeAngelis wrote in the Wall Street Journal, whether or not he does, meaning the governor there signing it, it's striking that the legislature in one of the most rural states in America passed a robust school choice bill. Rural red state Republicans backed by teachers unions have long opposed school choice. They say their constituents don't want it because there aren't many private schools in their districts. And I've told you how silly this stuff is. Wyoming's the 11th state to pass universal school choice. And I love this comment. Jason Bedrick, fellow at the Heritage Foundation, made because it echoes what I've said over and over. Quote, as we note in the report, opponents of school choice often say that, one, there are no options beside the public schools in rural areas, and two, so many kids would leave for these options that the public schools in rural areas would collapse. Those statements cannot both be true simultaneously, but they can both be false, and indeed they are false. He explained, as we document, there are more options in rural areas than most people realize, and with school choice policies in place, there is growth in the private options in rural areas. Additionally, far from destroying rural public schools, the evidence suggests that more choice and competition, just like it does in every other industry and endeavor out there, improves the quality of public school system in rural areas just as it does in urban and suburban areas. And you know, that University of Houston poll showed that 60% of Republican primary voters would be less likely to vote for an incumbent who opposed school choice. 9 Republican incumbents lost their elections. 8 more were pushed into runoff all over the school choice issue. And we'll see what happens. I think that, you know, you've got the big union, the AFT, American Federation of Teachers, gave $25,000 to this PAC, Defend Rural Texas PAC. All these are left-wing cover groups trying to stop having competition in what is right now, whether that makes you uncomfortable or not, I'm sorry. It's a fact. It's a fact. A socialist model for delivering public education to the public. We're the public. It's our money. They're the children of the parents. They don't belong to the teachers and the teachers' unions and the government people, as Democrat officials often claim. And it's our money to begin with. Why in the world can't we take that money that's paid in or a portion of it and direct it with our child, whatever education choice we want? That's providing education to the public without a politically controlled organization delivering it. The clock's got me. I'm out of time. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.